What's up? How you doing? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. Yes, I really do hope you're doing great, because today's going to be another awesome, amazing session that you're going to enjoy, you're going to love, and yeah, we're just doing everything how we do it. Yes, in case you don't know, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle, like I mentioned, and today's topic is going to be really, really interesting. We're going to look at a lot of things, yes, we're going to look at people's responses, and yeah, like, in fact, when I saw this, I was like, okay, I want to do a show on that. It grabbed my attention. And I know it also grabbed yours. Yes. Today's topic is drinking cow urine cures COVID-19. Woo! That's some interesting deep stuff right there. Yes. That's deep stuff right there. So the question is, does drinking cow urine cure COVID-19? Because let's be honest, there's some other interesting tweet that went out, and then bam, there was a lot of things that came out, and yo, okay, that's stuff that we're gonna deal with. But just know that it was hectic. It was really hectic. Someone put up a tweet of how to cure COVID, you know, and yeah, it's basically a lot of things that they mentioned. And they even said that's why they don't have COVID. I was like, okay, deep stuff right there, deep stuff. And then, yeah, the media got angry, you know, health regulation got involved, the health authorities got involved, and yeah, it was just interesting. Even the government of that person, you know, where that person is located, the government, they even got involved. So it's deep stuff, yo. Deep, deep stuff. And yeah, the question is, is it true? I mean, it got so huge to a point where it even ended up in the myth book. You know, one of the myths. Yes, the COVID-19 myths. In case you didn't know, I did a show on those. So there's actually COVID-19 myths. Yes. They actually do exist. So this actually happened to be one of them. It made it to be one of them. So the question is it true or is it false? Yes, true or false. So you're going to stay tuned in. I know that you're going to stay tuned so that you can find out if it's true or false. So make sure that you still here, you don't disappear anyway, because we got a lot of things to talk about, and I got a jam that I know you're gonna love. Yes, you're gonna love this jam, because it's by Merizu, and the title of the track is Look You. Yes, Look You, Look You. So here's a track that you're gonna enjoy.
Look at me, my God is good, as you can see,
you can see.
Everybody, taste and see the victory my God has given me.
Thank you for loving me,
for every trial you brought me through.
Thank you for saving me.
Now I can shout glory
to my everlasting King,
Jesus the King of Kings. You make my life so beautiful. See me shining now.
Look,
see me glowing now. Yeah, I shine for the world to see. To see. See me shining. Yes, I shine for the world to see, Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. See, I am born of God, I overcome the world. Greater is He that lives.
give me strength so I can win.
Give me the victory.
I can't shout glory.
My everlasting King,
Jesus, the King of Kings. You make my life so beautiful. See me shining now. See me glowing now. Yeah, I shine for the world. I shine for the world to see, I shine, so bright, in Him I have the victory, yeah, I shine. So bright, in Him I have the victory. See me shining now. See me glowing now. Yes, I shine for the world to see.
Does magic.
I know you enjoyed that. Yes, that was amazing. It was an awesome track, an awesome jam, and everything was just on another level. Yes, it was awesome. So, I can't wait. I just want to get into this, you know, like I just want to speak about the juicy stuff, the awesome, amazing topic and everything. Now, this is how I actually ended up on this topic. So myself, I was doing research, you know, finding out what's happening out there, you know, in the world and everything. And then I happened to run across an article. So I was promoting Active FM, yes, because I know myself, I promote you listening to this show, you promote the show as well. Like, we out here promoting what's the topic, because we know it changes lives, right? Yes, I know. So while promoting Active FM on Gab, you know, we have obviously Gab, you know, it's a social media platform and Active FM is on there. Just make sure you go and follow, you know, Gab right there. Not follow Gab, follow Active FM on Gab. So while I was doing that, I ran across, you know, an article right there on Gab of COVID-19. So the article's title was India's Supreme Court demands release of activist who said cow dung doesn't cure COVID on Facebook. Yes. So that is what the title said. Now, I was like, whoa, that is deep stuff right there. That is deep stuff right there. And then I went on now to find out what is going on here. Like, hey, now cow dung actually cures COVID-19. And there was a tweet that went out. There's posts. There's a whole vibe that went around that whole situation of COVID. So I wanted to find out what is this? What is going on here? And then, yeah, you know, just to give you a brief understanding of what's happening. This is what the article says. India's highest court has ordered the release of a political activist arrested. Arrested in May over a Facebook post. So this activist was arrested in May over a Facebook post. And the article goes on to say, a Facebook post claiming cow dung doesn't cure COVID-19 following a state politician's death. So this activist decided that he's going to go and put up a post, yes, on Facebook saying that cow dung doesn't cure COVID-19. Yes, that's what he did. And he got arrested for that. I know, right? Leaves a lot of question marks. Then the article went on to say, the Supreme Court justices ordered that Manipur prison authorities release the activist who has been held for 2 months, before 5 p.m. on Monday. Mm-hmm. So the past Monday, yes. So they actually did that. And yeah, like it's really, really interesting. So, but now this actually caught my attention, because now when you look at the whole post and, you know, the article and the tweets that went out, what actually happened is they put a picture of one of the activists, and along with that picture, there was a statement that says the following. It says, I drink cow urine every day. That is why I don't have COVID right now, says an Indian ruling party politician. I know, right? Even me, I got questions now. So the politician says he drinks cow urine. That's why he doesn't have COVID. Yeah, you know, examining the whole situation. If you had to go, obviously, into your, you know, their religion, you know, Indians and everything, you know, Hindus, Jewish, yeah, you know, all those things. You find interesting stuff, but like looking at them, you know, they have your Lord Krishna and, yeah, you know, Lord Durga, all those people that they have, you know, within their beliefs. And if you also go within their beliefs, they, yeah, you know, a cow is holy, yeah, you know. So you can't kill a cow, which I kind of understand which angle this politician was coming from, because they Indian, yes. So, yeah, that was their statement. But now, why go and arrest the activist who says that cow dung doesn't cure COVID-19? And you arrest the person for 2 months, over 2 months, the person is still in jail just because of that. Oh, yeah, that's deep stuff right there. But I honestly don't think, yeah, that whole situation of them arresting the guy was necessary. But it's interesting what they had to say in the article. So, reading on, you know, like the article and everything, I went on to actually find out what, yeah, you know, they had to add in the article concerning the whole situation. And this is what the article went on to say. It said, in a now deleted Facebook post, Erendro wrote, the cure for corona is not cow dung and cow urine. The cure is science and common sense. Yeah, ne? Hey, the hype that was created around this. But this, yeah, this was the post on Facebook. And then, yeah, they went on to say, you know, Wenken made similar remarks, noting cow dung, cow urine, and all those other things didn't work. So that's what Wenken went to say on. Obviously, coming from a background of, I did it, and I still have COVID, and I got it, so it doesn't work. But that's literally what happened. And then obviously there were groundless arguments, you know, that came out, you know, about other topics and all those stuff. And, you know, the media always has something to say, and the people always have something to say as well. So that's literally what was going down. And yeah, just from that post, things went south and people got arrested. And yeah, like, why? That's sure. It's deep stuff, really, really deep stuff. But now there was also, you know, a tweet that went out, yeah, concerning the whole situation and everything, which for me, I find it quite funny. And yeah, it's really, really interesting to see what's actually going down, you know, out there and everything. It's that thing of, are people really fighting about these things? Is this really what people are fighting about. So that's my question. Like that's the question that I had in my head. I'm thinking, yo, this is deep, deep stuff. But now, obviously, you know, with the tweet and everything, they actually now put it in the myths, you know, versus facts on COVID vaccine. And what happened is, yeah, they in Delhi, you know, public, on the 16th of June 2021, there was a statement that was published, you know, they in Delhi, and what it actually said, it was from, you know, their government, yes, you know, their government of India, so right there in India and everything. So they went on to put a post, you know, they published something which was really interesting because of what it said. So I'm gonna read it to you, and then, yeah, think about the whole situation. So, you know, after that whole shenanigan of the Facebook post and Cao Dang and all those stuff, so they went on, you know, to post this. So this is what they posted. Hope you're listening. So it says, there have been some social media posts regarding compositions of Covaxin. Yes. So they obviously, yeah, they identify it as Covaxin. Now, Covaxin going on, obviously, yeah, it's your whole COVID and, yeah, you know, vaccines and all the stuff. So, yeah, this is what they said. There have been some social media posts regarding compositions of Covaxin vaccine where it has been suggested that Covaxin vaccine contains the newborn calf serum. Facts have been twisted and misrepresented in these posts. Newborn calf serum is used only for preparation, growth of varicelles. Different kinds of bovine and other animal serum are standard enrichment ingredients and globally for varicelles growth. Varicelles are used to establish cells' lives, which help in production of vaccines. This technique has been used for decades in polio, rabies, and influenza vaccines. These varicelles, after the growth, are washed with water, with chemicals, also technically known as buffer. Many times to make it free from the newborn calf serum. Thereafter, these varicelles are infected with coronavirus from viral growth. Okay, interesting stuff, interesting. Then goes on to say, the varicelles are completely destroyed in the process of viral growth. Thereafter, this grown virus is also killed inactive and purified. This killed virus is then used to make the final vaccine, and in the final vaccine formulation, no calf serum is used. Hence, the final Covaxin does not contain newborn calf serum at all. And the calf serum is not an ingredient for the final vaccine product. Yeah, so this is what the authorities had to say. And then, yeah, there was a whole flood of people's tweets and everything. And, yeah, one of them made me laugh. They said legal action should be taken against people spreading the misinformation and Twitter should block their accounts. Yes. So there's some interesting things, you know, happening out there. But yeah, this actually grabbed my attention, and I was like, whoa, okay, does cow urine and cow dung now cure, you know, corona and all the stuff? Is it really a vaccine? But there you have it, folks. The authorities have spoken, and they're saying that it doesn't. So it's misinformation. Which, now my question is, why did they arrest the guy for saying that cow urine and cow dung does not cure COVID-19. Why did they arrest him? I guess there is a question that needs to be answered another day. But you know how I do it right here on Master Topic. I'm going to give you a gem, and then after that, unfortunately, I'm going to have to love you and leave you. So here is another awesome, amazing track. And this one is by Limo Blaze, titled Life is Easy. Enjoy.
Yeah. Y'all don't know how it is. Y'all don't know how it is. Like, I ain't mad to my dreams. I ain't mad to my dreams, yeah. But best thing we know me before. No say I know they too worry for myself, oh. Best thing we know me before. No say na baba they provide with faith. But they control on me, oh, she made you. Me, oh, she made you. With faith that they control on me, oh, she made you. Me, oh, she made you. So brother, make you hold on, hold on. Make you know the loose guy, loose guy. Make you just trust God, trust God. Then my God go come through, come through. My brother, life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
I
hear you
say, do what you need to see. Yeah, you come on, my city, walk away. Yeah, yeah. I hear you say,
you want someone in life for you. Pay a price for you. Not only laid in the life for you. He will fight for you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can move through you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can live through you. Life is easy. You know it's your kiss easy. There's only one kingdom that can come and give you the keys. Tasting, you just see how it's supposed to be. You know a joke is easy. Open your eyes and see.
Hey, my brother, life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
I
hear
you say, do what you need, just to hear you. Mama, see, be walk away. Yeah, yeah. I hear you say, oh. Do what you need, do what you need, just to walk away. Mama, see, be walk away.
Yeah, for your whole life, your name, my concourse, you give me, yeah, yeah, me, like, yeah, me, yeah, keep my concourse, you give me.
I'll give you a reason to laugh. Let me give you a reason to laugh. Because this week I'm doing the deep joke segment. Yay! Okay, this is my deep joke. Are you ready?
Okay, sense of humor, turn on.
Okay, I'll never forget my granddad's last words to me just before he died. They were, "Are you still holding the ladder?"
No.
This is locked up a lot. You tried to hold it in.
And there you have it, folks. I hope you really did enjoy that. I hope you loved the show and you took some notes. And yeah, make sure you do research. Yeah, find out what's happening. And don't just conclude because someone else told you that, no, this is the way, that's the way. No, actually do your research and then, you know, make accurate decisions from there. If it's good morning to you, good morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good evening, good evening. Yeah, make sure you enjoy the rest of your evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. Hope you have an amazing day. And if it's good night, now you can close your eyes and go and sleep. Yes, do the most. From myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. And don't forget to share the show because the show can change and save someone's life. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Instagram at ActiveFM777
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Don't want a who's above me. No more fear, cause I know that he loves me. How can I stress when I know that he got me? Loved by him and it feels so lovely. Itch, I'm in paradise. Yeah, I'm satisfied. God is mine, I got peace of mind. Yeah, look, no stress. I've come to a place of rest. Found in Christ, that's my address. Look alive, thank God I'm blessed. Look alive, thank no stress. I've come to a place of rest. Found in Christ, that's my address. Look alive, thank God I'm blessed. Look alive, thank God I'm blessed.
Rest in your arms, yes, I'll rest. From fear and dark tries enter my mind, I'll be blessed. Cause paradise isn't mine. We will see the sunshine. I believe we will rise. Harmony in my mind. Oh, oh.
Life is easy, cool like breezy. From Mount Zion, that's what we see. I don't stress, I don't break no sweat. I don't owe you, man, he paid my debt.
Man, he paid my debts, now I'm saved. True. I could have been down and out, but he came. Grace, favor, love were displayed. And now I'm untouchable like Luke Cage.
My shield and buckler, grace my cover. Came into rest, now my life is a wonder. One with him, no man put asunder. I'm resting, please, don't call my number.
Yeah, don't call my number, please. Unless you wanna follow me. Cause if not, please don't bother me. Right. I can't wait till the day that I see it. Like I know I will rest up in paradise.
So I will rest in your arms, yes I'll rest. When fear and doubt tries enter my mind, I'll be blessed. Cause paradise isn't mine. We will see the sunshine. I believe we will rise. Harmony